Hi there. Is this a good time? Oh yeah, right. I have an appointment. Okay. Should I close the door? Yeah, thanks for making the time. I just wanted to talk to you about my last paper. Oh God, it's so hot in here. I'm gonna take my jacket off. Hold on. Jeez. Anyway, I got like a 78 in that last paper, and you know, I worked really hard on that thing. So I was hoping you can help me out. Yeah, yes, you did have commentary on it, but I didn't really understand what you said. I mean, I understood the words, but you know, first of all, you know, my major is engineering, right? And right, so this class is for my English requirement, but it's not my strong suit at all. You know, all the writing is really, really hard for me. I mean, in engineering, you know, in my major, a thing either is or it isn't, you know? There's not much interpretation, really. So this kind of, what do you call it? Descriptive writing. It's super hard for me. Okay, thank you. Should I pull out my paper? Oh, you remember it? Wow, it must have been really bad if you remember it. Right. See, you kind of lost me there. What? More images. You see, this stuff here you're saying to me makes no sense. I mean, it makes sense, but yeah. I don't know. Oh. Okay, some more metaphors. Right? More analogies. Okay, I'm jotting this down. I mean, you're just saying the same thing you did in my paper. I don't know. What are you looking at? Oh, you keep looking down my forearms. What's going on there? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I do a lot of Well, I work out a lot. I'm a little bit of a jock. I do indoor climbing, so yeah, my forearms tend to be overdeveloped or developed, I guess. I know, is it kind of butch looking on a girl? I'm sorry if that's not the right word, but you know what I mean. No. Well, don't be embarrassed. Well, you look embarrassed. Your face is all red. Okay. Okay, so what else can I do? I mean, I don't know. I'm gonna try to incorporate what you're saying here, but you know, grammar, I'm really good at. But this sort of soft stuff, it's very hard for me. Do you want to arm wrestle or something? You keep looking at my forearms. I'm sure I can beat you. Yeah. Oh, nothing. You know, nothing. I don't want to be inappropriate. Well, I just, you know, I think you're cute, that's all. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I'm not that girl who's gonna come into your office and, you know, put the moves on you to get a grade, okay? Just that you were looking at my forearm, so for a minute there, you were looking at me like you're not my teacher, so I kind of switched something in my mind for a little bit. But, tell you more what? What I said? Yeah, I think you're cute. Really cute. Well, I mean, yeah, we get in trouble. Well, you just kind of like, you kind of guy like the type, I should say, type of guy. I tend to like. Well, not too tall and fit, but not too fit, and like, not like super crazy muscular or anything, but fit, right? Look good in a pair of jeans kind of thing. Yeah, I know, I'm a tall girl. I think that most guys my height or even a little shorter than me probably assume I would never look at them, but actually, I do. Oh God. Anyway, you must have a girlfriend or something. I'm sorry. I'm being so indiscreet. All right, I'm gonna try to do better on my paper. What? What did you just ask me about, like girls or like guys? That is kind of inappropriate, don't you think? Well, because of the way I dress? I'm like a tomboy? Is that what you mean? Yeah. I know. Well, first of all, I tend to shop at the Army Navy store. So, But I also just really like kind of more like, I don't know, what do you call that? Androgynous? Or I should say, not androgynous, unisex clothing. Yeah, just like jeans, and I love button up shirts, Is this shirt missing a button? No, it's not missing. What are you talking about? No. Listen, I don't subscribe to this idea that, girls, or I should say women, will walk around with their bits covered up just so that, guys don't lose control, I'm gonna dress the way I'm gonna dress. And yeah, right, I'm not wearing a bra, and I have my shirt unbuttoned halfway down my chest, but you know what? Guys get to walk around like this, right? And half the time they get applauded for it. Well, this is how I'm comfortable. I feel good in my skin. I'm gonna unbutton my shirt halfway down, and I'm gonna roll up my sleeves halfway up, and I'm gonna walk around the way I'm gonna walk around. I'm sorry. I get defensive. I thought you were giving me a hard time. No. Oh, you think it's kind of hot? I think Mr. TA, that might be a little inappropriate there. But hey, I guess I kind of started it. So you like that? Well, I'm kind of small on top, so I don't think it's that interesting. That's probably why I feel okay walking around like this, because, I'm sure if I were like a C cup or bigger, I wouldn't, well, first of all, I would wear a bra, but yeah. Yeah. But I get that. I get the idea of being turned on by certain images or certain body parts. Like, I like certain body parts on guys, and it wouldn't be what you think. Or it wouldn't be what most people. Like, if you ask someone, what's your favorite body part? The things that turn me on probably wouldn't be, or things I look at, I should say, probably wouldn't be what most people think of. Like, what? Well, I like hands and wrists a lot, and forearms too. But yeah, the wrists in particular. And I like, well, your trapezius. So, not to your shoulder, but kind of where your neck and your shoulder meet, that area right there, that sweet curve. Yes, I do think it's sweet. Yes. Especially on kind of like a, you know, on like a medium or even a smaller stature person, or man, I should say. I love that. From behind. That may be my favorite view from behind, to tell you the truth. And I like the not little notch in the throat, super sternal notch, as you may remember from The English Patient, if you are a movie buff. Yeah, things like that. What else do I like? Oh, I think that's enough for now, don't you? Anyway. I'm just kind of laughing because just thinking about my favorite body parts in a man kind of got me a little bit hot under my collar, as they say. Under my man's shirt collar. Yeah. That's kind of hot. Well, do you want to do something about I mean, since we're being inappropriate and all. Like what? Well, I'm not gonna bone you in your office. No. Maybe another time. I kind of have requirements to do that. I can't just do it without, you know, my stuff. Well, let's just say there are some accessories necessary. And why I like to look at your trapezius from behind. Leave it there. To be developed, possibly. Well, I mean, one of my favorite things, again, maybe not that typical of a female. I don't know. I mean, what do I know? I always feel like my friends who are girly girly, you know, they're all into like kind of like making out, romantic love, and all these things, and that's great. Me, one of my favorite things, or that thing that I'm not gonna tell you about just yet, but the other thing I really like is getting off together, like watching each other, you know, mutual masturbation, it's called. Should I go lock your door? Okay, hold on. So, how should we do this? Well, here, why don't I pull this chair over to the side here, the side wall, and you pull your chair to the side wall, and we'll face off. Yeah. Okay. All right, you first. Well, I know it's usually ladies first, but I think you should go first. That's how I roll. Don't mind me, I'm just gonna rub my crotch. And just pull up your shirt, you don't have to take it off. Here, I'll tell you what to do. Unbutton those jeans. Okay. Now, just stand up and pull them down. Just pull your jeans down, leave your shorts on. Pull your jeans down just like above your knees and then sit back down. Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah, you're hard. Look at you. Oh, just rub your crotch for me. You should mirror what I'm doing. How's that? Then I don't have to talk so much. Oh. I love watching a man handle his own cock. I absolutely love it. Take your other hand and just cradle your balls. Yes. Mm-hmm. You can stroke your inner thighs if you want. Yeah, keep stroking your cock though. Yeah. Oh, it's hot. Ah, I'm unbuttoning my pants. Hold on. Oh, do you like my briefs? Yeah, I also wear boys' briefs. Well, they're more comfortable, you know. Mm. You know what I like about boys' briefs? Is they have that fly in the front, so, you know, I don't want to stick my finger in there sometimes. I can. But I'm going to do it right now. You don't get to see my pussy yet, mister. But I do want you to pull your pants down. I mean, your shorts down now. Yeah, stand up. Pull your undies down. You can push everything down to your ankles. Good. Oh, that's a nice cock you have. Not too big. I like that. Just right. Yeah, keep pulling your cock. Oh, I like the way you're doing that. You got a different, interesting handhold. You haven't quite seen that before. The underhand. It was kind of hot, though. You know what I like about that? It's almost like you're offering it to me. Oh, reach up and pinch your nipples. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to slip my hand in. Inside my shirt, pinch mine. Oh, yeah. What am I thinking about? I'm not thinking about much. I'm just enjoying. I mean, I guess if I'm honest, I'm thinking about if we get to know each other better and I do that thing that I like that I haven't told you yet. I'm going to have to reach around front. Work your cock like you are right now. Oh, God. Shit. And I might just have to bite into your trapezius while I do it. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, Mr. T.A., I'm really close. Are you close? Oh, God. Oh, God. You count you down? Or count us down, I should say. Oh, God. I am going to spread my legs. I know you can't see anything, but you can imagine. 4, 3. Two. Oh, God. We're going to come on 0, okay? 1. Oh, 0, come now. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh. It's a good thing you pulled your shirt up. Oh, I think you still have a drop on your shirt, though. Oh. Oh, yes. I couldn't help but wonder, were you watching my pussy or were you watching my forearm just now? As I was working my pussy. Both? Okay, well, I think your next student is coming in soon. I'm gonna put my clothes back on. Pull my pants back on. Okay, well, I'm gonna work harder on my writing. And maybe I'll make another appointment with you soon. Okay. Thank you. Bye.